spirit lies at the edge of the trees. Do you hear her whispering? As wind rushes on the moor, as crows bring their message from afar, black leaves fall and cover the ground. It's wet with cold mud and carcasses. Up there, littered with potholes and stones, in the moonlight, a treacherous path crossed the fields of crosses and pikes, through a rusted gate that creaks in the gale, half crushed under a fallen tree, and the courtyard in the mist. You can see a pale glow surrounding, not quite in the windows, but a glint in the smashed panes, a warning to the visitor, asking, can you hear how we cry? When you step inside, it fills the room, a whiteness rains the color summoned by touch, a darkness in your mind tearing at your soul, and you fall down to the basement where they await the layer seething sudden cries, deafening, choking, shaking, shuddering. They reach out. Outside, shreds of cloud cover the moon. The shadows descend from above. Ground trembles as we awaken below. And trees mourn for the fate of all shapes there in the undergrowth. Unnatural reanimation. The air feels thin, sounds echo. Sharp slivers appear through the world. The sons call to their elders, and followed by the army of vermin, now rushing from under the trees. Here I lie and watch as the warriors march, embark upon the world mine to command, reclaim their world mine to control. From the basement where I await, my mind seething sudden cries, deafening, choking, shaking, shuddering. We reach out.